Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. What a wonderful day in the neighborhood it is.
It is a wonderful day. And it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, and we have a great show for you, and we are going to be talking about time and space and imagination.
And how that creates realities, right? In the approach we were taking,
yes.
What is real, right?
What is real and what changes, what we think is solid and real actually isn't. So it's fasten your seatbelts, folks. It's going to be an exciting ride.
Definitely. Well, we've been tracking all kinds of different things. And so before we get into all that, let's cover all the nitty-gritties of having a presence in the internet world. And my website is www.janetandbeyond.com. And I'm looking forward to having you check it out for me. I write weekly. And if you'd like to subscribe to that weekly email about life and the beyond, please do. And I'm going to be offering a free tip sheet provide the 10 rules of engagement about life and how to notice and some questions for you to get you thinking about how you've got your reality set up, which fits right into today's theme.
That's great. And my website is joan-newcomb.com. So that's N-E-W-C-O-M-B.com, joannewcomb.com. And I have a whole bunch of things on there. My books are on Kindle now, so you can go get my books. You can sign up to get a free tips on holding your own during difficult times. And also, I have a free webinar coming up on the 20th. It is all about growth and change, so stay tuned for more information about that. In fact, you can find out the details of going to that webinar on my website.
And we also want to mention how we love to hear from our listeners, Joan, and they can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com with any questions, suggestions, and we'll respond to them on the air. And we love to hear back from people because this is really a co-creative space that we're making. Consciousness has no boundaries, but we each have our experience of what that is. And interacting together as one, we are really challenging ourselves from within and how we show up. So we appreciate, and you and I are always busy tracking for this time period of what we're noticing on those energetic resonances. So please be sure and write in and let us know what you're doing.
Yes, and I forgot one other thing is that I was giving readings for the holidays, and they were so successful, I've decided to open my schedule up for a few of them throughout the few weeks. And so I've got about 3 spaces available for actually face-to-face readings in Seattle, which is highly unusual. I stopped doing face-to-face sessions a long time ago and just doing them on Skype and by phone. So if you happen to live in the Seattle area and want to see me face-to-face, go to my website and look under consultations, and you'll get more information about that there too.
And she has great information for you, so be sure and give her a call. She's got great stuff. So, all right. So what are we talking about today, Joan?
Well, we are talking about time and space and imagination. And where this idea came from was Neil deGrasse Tyson was asked if time and space were linear. And he said, no, they each bend and distort in the presence of matter and energy. So if you think about it, we experience time and space as if it's a linear thing going from the past to the future, and, you know, our physical bodies, you know, plod along from day to day. But the idea that time and space actually bend and distort in the presence of matter and energy, that is right up our alley. It's exactly what we do and what we work with. So we have a lot of fun things to talk about with that.
Well, and the reality, isn't that an interesting statement? It's the way we experience ourselves and call that reality is really what we're doing, because we are just a bunch of light photons, biophotons resonating in certain patterns, and that's full of information and contains our stories and our identities and who we think we are, and it contains past, present, and the future, and all these different ways that we categorize, itemize, detail what we think being present is about. And that is all fluctuating. That is all fluid. That is all crossing through time, space, dimensions. And I'm not a scientist. I've just learned enough to be dangerous. So don't take anything verbatim that I say. But it has formed my reality in being able to understand myself much better. And also have a different conversation about God. When I turn that into consciousness, it frees me up from morphic fields of informations and beliefs and concepts we have about spirituality and religion and what the life is. And it just makes it a whole lot more fun. How about for you?
Yes. Well, I was thinking how, you know, just anyone on a day-to-day basis, you notice sometimes, you know, you get caught up in something and you can't believe that the time has just flown by. And then there are other times where it just feels like the minutes are just like hours. You know, you've had experiences where you're stuck in traffic and you're like going nowhere, and then suddenly there's a break and boom, you're there in faster time than you can imagine. And so we have hints while we're living in this time-space reality. We have hints that it's not that really it's not rigidly measurable, but there's this prevalent sort of consciousness consciousness is not necessarily the right word, prevalent awareness that you know every minute is 60 seconds. But really, within that, it can stretch and it can expand.
Yeah, your experience of that can be totally different. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and that construct that we have made of time provides certain framework to have our experience in. And we have these collective experiences that we put ourselves in. And that's kind of what time is. Somebody somewhere long ago decided, oh, okay, this is where we start this clock, and we're all going, and it was a clock, whatever a clock was. Somebody concepted all this, and there was a willingness of whoever was involved to engage this, and that became a reality. Before, it would have been about seasons, and your sense of timing would have been different. And so now we have this structure that we all work out of, but really somebody just noticed something and said it was that. And we really want to invite our listeners to really challenge themselves about what they've decided is real in very illusionary, what is really very illusionary.
Yes.
And the comfort that we get from the clock, there's a lot of comfort that we get from a clock, and we can time it out. You know, so many of us live by the time. So to say that that's illusionary can be really disgruntling at times.
Well, you know, we're an interesting combination of two different perspectives in a way, and to our physical bodies, which, you know, our physical bodies were born and they grow and they develop. And so they exist in the present moment, and they have a memory conscious physical sensory memory of the past up until the moment they were born, or back into the moment they were born. And mm-hmm. and that is what is real to the body. If you go too far into the past, that it's disorienting to the body because it's never been there. But the future is scary or anxiety producing for the body because it isn't there yet. It's not real. It equates like dying because it's non-existent. But the aspect of us that is consciousness, we encompass all of this experience. There is no time or space from the awareness of consciousness. We're in all of it. We can make a decision to do something, and instantaneously, as essence, as consciousness, we have embodied it and made it happen. And our physical form is like, WTF, mate, you know? It's just struggling to catch up. So it's a fascinating game, this planet is.
Well, and I think what we're talking about are the two different approaches that we have to what is a concept of time. Time is a construct of mind. Heart doesn't register it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a memory. It's present. You remember so many things, but the heart is working from a place that, I can feel that. That is present. It's current. Every time you think about that, you feel it. So the mind is registering the catalog. The heart, the field of the heart, is registering your reaction in that state, and that's a state of mind. So we're navigating between these two arenas, and we really, if the heart is holding for timeless quality. Spatial quality is timeless. You start to understand how we've made these constructs. They work in this, what we would perceive as this present reality that we're all agreeing that if you could see this desk is there, you would see my headset. We would agree that those are real things. But in the space of the heart, field of the heart, doesn't have any meaning. And so we're tracking information in different ways, on different levels, in different dimensions, different spaces. And as we get into this today, we'll kind of pull all that apart for people and give them a different way to maybe experience their moment and the next moment that they have.
So there's a lot more to address about this topic, and Janet is going to be leading us into heart space so we can experience exactly what she's just been talking about. But we need to stop for a quick commercial break, so stay tuned because we're going to talk more about time and space and imagination in a state of grace and consciousness.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your co-host, Joan, and I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about time and space and imagination.
Ooh, good stuff, huh? Good stuff. Okay, well, we wanted to kind of clarify some things about how patterns are a sensory experience. You notice them visually in some way, and to comment on what a pattern might be, it's vibration, and there's some way we notice it, and we have an experience of it. And patterns can be all kinds of different ways that you and I notice something. So for some people, when they're in their patterns, they don't notice it. That's why the outside observer is so helpful. But we can see them visually. You know, it might seem like a loop. It might seem like a figure eight, the Mobius strip. It might seem linear. There's all kinds of different ways to comment. So we want to give our listeners, all of you, different ways of what we're talking about and experiencing information. So as we get ready to kind of drop in, maybe those are just some different hints. Don't you think, Joan? Is there anything else we want to share with them before we take a leap?
No, but there's a lot I want to share with them after they have leapt.
Okay. All right. Here we go, everybody. Okay. So we just want to take this time, whatever you're doing, to just put it aside if you can. If you don't have that time, just know the part of you that is listening and enjoying us will pay attention. And what it'd be like to just relax your shoulders, take a breath. Know that you're just going to energetically and consciously, on an energetic level, shift your focus from out of your thinking mode, out of the left brain, and into, okay, I can give all that up. Silly, silly me. So just, you can, let me see how I'm tracking people right now. Feels like lots of doors are shut. So everybody open up a door. Okay. All right. Oh, okay. And there's a little cabinet door that's appearing, and someone's going to climb in the cabinet. So go ahead. See what you find there. I don't know. And so just go in. We don't judge this. We don't ever judge how any of this shows up for us. And you may have a different way. I like to drop into the elevator and drop down that way. There's also a sense a lot of time people get stuck in their head. So what our intention here is to just bring you to drop your awareness down, 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 down. It could be into the swimming pool and going down, down, down to the bottom of the pool and seeing the drain and opening that up and just going down, down, down. And just, if it's an elevator, just push the button for the floor and get in and push the button for heart, drop down. And whatever your way is of noticing this, allow the doors to open, allow yourself to find yourself someplace. And it might not look familiar, it might look very familiar. We don't judge that. So just notice the breath. The doors will open, and there you find yourself spilling out into, let's say, the lobby. And this is going to be that emotional terrain. So just notice it today, what it seems like. Anything catching your interest. And it's all okay. Don't judge it. Just notice it. Don't have to be attached to it. It's just something that you're holding information about. Okay? And we're much more than any one particular experience of emotion. So just notice it. And then just allow yourself to be free to go into the next room. And that next room is kind of like when you step off in, what was it, Star Wars, and he was doing battle with his father, Darth Vader, and they stepped out onto that platform, and there's that huge center system. Huge, huge thing. But everything's floating. There's no sense of you're going to drown or die or whatever. This is just the all. Look at that power that's there. Can't even look at it. All you can do is just open yourself up and see the busyness that's there. The space has lots of things. It has space and it has things and it has space and it has things. And it just has information. It's just information, everyone. So the field of the heart, infinite consciousness, unified field, zero point field, whatever your term is, it's just a place where there's just grace. It's warmth, supportive, non-judgment is the feeling that you have there. So just invite yourself to slip into that. So what do we want to look at today in here, Joan?
Well, I'm feeling the expansiveness of heart space. And I'm aware that when we are in the present moment, it is an infinite feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, what happens to time and space when we're in the present moment?
They kind of just kind of don't have meaning anymore, do they? You can feel the perspective that you gain in this place. And that's an interesting feeling, perspective. Because usually that seems more of a visual cue. But in this sense, it's just the sacredness of the quiet, the stillness. And you can see all the noise and the busyness that's in the stillness, but you still have a sense that there's nothing alarming here. It's just information. You very user-friendly space. At least my sense of this is.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about time and space, and you were talking about it being a pattern, and something mm-hmm. that's a sensory experience. So,
what my learning is that that we are light, information, and resonances, and those fall into patterns, and most of us are aware of vibrational stuff, you know, that's big now in awareness. And we're just all vibrations. And those vibrations have, we're going to call it a pattern when we observe it, right? So either it has a bunch of highs and lows, it's a zigzaggy information. I mean, it can show up in any, you can experience in any kind of different way. You can experience it as more linear, or if you look closer, you can see all the torsion fields, which are those wonderful little tornadoes of energy that have something coming together and then they collapse and it's, you know, black holes all over the place. And there's lots of different ways. I see when I work with clients, I might see, I have a visual, or I might have a sense of a pattern, or I hear it in just the few things that they share. And that's not to say that's all that is, but that is an introduction into the conversation of what dynamics are at play. And I think patterns are dynamics that we've orchestrated in some way. And you can be aware of them or not aware of them. We just get to witness them. That's what you and I do, is we witness people and their patterns, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, the other thing that I do with, you know, well, there's two different ways I do things, because when you're doing energy sessions, you know, that all exists out of time and space, and you're playing with patterns. But mm-hmm. when I do readings, I will look at a timeline for people, and, you know, the timeline goes from where they are in the present moment out to the future, and just drawing a timeline, you can see it go up and down and in and out, and things will light up on it and give you a sense of, you know, something happening at this point in a few months, or, you know, incomes rising, things dropping. And when I read this for people, you know, later on they say, gosh, that really happened. But I always say that when I'm looking at something like that, you have free will, and it's almost like a weather report, and that I'm seeing what's going on right now. And if you continue doing what you're currently doing or stay on the path that you're currently on, this is how things are going to rise and fall and shift and change. But you, at any moment, can step to the right, step to the left, change your lanes on the freeway, so to speak, and have a different experience with time and space and results. And I think that's what Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about, and how time and space bend and distort in the presence of matter and energy.
Well, I think that's the Mobius strip in action, right?
Yeah.
That where it bends and turns itself. And we are so linearly trained. That visual signal, it goes for balance every time. And so we tend to think, okay, there's the horizon. Well, but we know that the Earth is round, and every place you go on the horizon, there's a curve there. But you can't see that where you are in your placement. You just have the sense of there's the horizon. Well, the horizon's changing all the time. The Earth revolves. So, but we can't track both those things. So we're going to track one or the other probably. The mind's just going to go, God, I can't keep track of that.
Right,
exactly. I'll check next week. And so you make these choices to hold yourself together, what we call logic insanity.
I'll think about that tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. So to make it easy on ourselves, we forget about all that. We just see there's that horizontal line. And we know, or we're told, that the shortest distance between two places is a line, right? A direct line. What we forget is that that direct line may be going through time, mm-hmm. space, well, and these constructs, dimension. They may be crossing galaxies. And all the places it goes in, but our experience is that we're right on target and it's right there. And so we lose all these distinctions. We lose all these sensory experiences. And we just think, oh, nothing happened. This is what today was about. Because we throw out all the options. Because to track it all, you know, that might lead to other issues. All right, where are we going with that one? I think I'm into other issues.
Well, you know, I was just thinking how what this illustrates is, you know, these are things that we think are limited and static and unchangeable. And actually, all of this is infinitely changeable. And, you talk about going into things that you don't want to happen. You know, you create your reality through resistance more often than not. So when you're resisting something, you are both contracting your energy or compacting your energy, but you're also magnetically attracting it to you. And there's an aspect of that you're actually bringing that event into form.
Well, there is something about being human that just worships the idea of control.
Uh-huh.
And it's how we develop that sense of control, whether it's fluid or whether it is static. You know, I mean, that's it. It's from here to here. That's all as far as I'm going to go. And it becomes very rigid. And then you get to that part and you go, okay, I'm only going to go this far. And there you are. And that's one way of doing a pattern, by the way, is like in segments, right? And when you're thinking that, or you're feeling that way or rationalizing that way, which is all an act of mind, you don't see the inclusiveness as consciousness does. Where, okay, in this embodiment, I've made choices to experience this kind of information in this kind of way. And there are lots of places where I could experience something differently, but I've forgotten that I can. And because I keep making these same choices. And then all of a sudden, when you do consciousness technologies, what we learn about is how, no, there's lots of choices. And that you've just done this trick with your mind to give yourself a sense of control, to not challenge, to all these things that, you know, we get screwed up with. Right. And so what we wind up doing is getting screwed. It's that little rotational, the weave on a screw, how it goes in, it locks in tight. And that's why we like that instead of a nail, because a nail will pull out, but you're going to have a job to get that screw back out. So there's just different dynamics that all this is about. And we want to allow people to know how screwed in tight they are.
with, it, well, with, except that, you know, I was just thinking how we have been going through this shift of consciousness, and we're all vibrating at a higher awareness, and so those screws are popping out. You know, if you just think of, like, when you've got a piece of metal and it's like, if you've got a plane with rivets and it goes at too high a speed, you know, those rivets start popping out, and so that is what's happening to all of our experiences of reality.
Really?
the ones that we are too rigid or holding too tight. Doesn't matter, folks. Those bits of rivets are popping out, and those sheets metals are falling off the plane, you know. And we're still flying.
And we're still flying, right?
We didn't need those to fly with in the first place. So,
yeah, those are the constructs we built. Those are our illusions that have been holding us together that have gotten too small. And this would seem to be the time where it's coming loose. And you and I have been tracking that in our own physical worlds, in our own emotional worlds, in our mental worlds, in psychic realms, certainly. And how this is all coming undone now. It's very exciting. And when you let go of your illusions, there's really just this, this sense of peace and cleanliness that shows up, that in the quiet, in the stillness of this heart space, when you start to allow your illusions to go about who you thought you were, this time is fertile for that. We are really getting challenged about in society, about our systems and how we've constructed these things, sometimes very unwieldingly, you know, and very short-sighted, because we didn't see the pattern. We didn't take a sense of history in, and history is the same thing repeating itself. That's a huge morphic field of belief. in itself, and there is what we've created truth in that. So here it is, and we just change the people and the time, and here it is, and we change the people and the time, and here it is, we've changed the people and the time. And if you're not paying attention to that, you don't see where you can be different with it, which is the idea of potential. Where is the reality of potential? And that's something you and I dabble in all the time. And how we make changes in our world is that we respect what potential is as a reality. And that's the place you got to go to get something different show up.
You know, yes, and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always an and.
There's an and. Well, actually, what I was thinking is I have had some really funky, weird stuff has happened. And I have been through these 3 years, really, of it, where I spent 2 years back east in Maryland and D.C. helping my mother die, who had Alzheimer's. And I bring this up almost every show. So, and the thing I noticed with her Alzheimer's is that she didn't seem locked in her body anymore. She was moving back and forth. And, you know, she would say that we had been someplace, you know, that we were going to, that we'd never been before. And everybody knows old people, the past is very, very real to them. But she was moving back and forth through time. And I have an experience of her after she passed. I have, I talk to dead people, so I have an experience of her dead, but I have had a couple of experiences of the grouchy old Alzheimer's lady, you know, who wouldn't come out of the bathroom, showing up, a feeling, and the same thing, a year ago, last December, my father passed, and I have been getting visitations from him, and I've been having really incredibly strong deja vus from those previous times. So I was sitting on the couch the other day, looked up, and there was this wave of deja vu. I mean, and I remember when I had it. I remember when that first thing popped into my head when I was sitting on the couch in Maryland. But at that time, I had no idea I would be in this house. We moved to a different city since then, and we had no anticipation of any of this showing up. So there's something going on in terms of those veils being lifted, those constructs of time and space and the past, you know, those things are sort of blending together. And I dare say that as, you know, as we become more heightened in our awareness, we'll also tune in to the future coming back and forth. But that's a higher vibration, and it's just harder for us to read. It's a little bit like, you know, an older computer not picking up on mm-hmm. the new stuff.
I think what you're talking about is what we were going to lead into at some point here was about imagination and how imagination really isn't what we call it, is what I'm developing the awareness of, is it's maybe where that veil is very thin and we're tracking these different realities because we understand about parallel live information and stuff. And so your deja vu is you moving through these different realities. And so if I look at it as imagination, where we think in terms of creativity, I'm thinking how many times did Albert Einstein and all these incredible people, you know, who have a good intellect and creativity present, is really them with a less thick veil between. So when they close their eyes, they're in the other reality, and it's about bringing that information into embodiment in this reality. And so what we imagine is real, and it's just not in this form yet. But we, in our clumsiness, don't know what to call that, right?
Yes, that is so great. That's, yeah. That's, you know, because you said that just right after I thought it. So I know it was brilliant. So the thing is that, yeah, it's when you're saying imagination, you are not invalidating the experience that I was having, but you're also, imagination isn't just something that is made up.
No,
consciousness is imagining this reality, and
it's imagining it. It is we call it that. But see,
right,
this
exactly.
is the failure of language. This is a failure
yes, exactly.
of our
language. Yes,
yeah, right.
I'm in agreement with you. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
And that's where thoughts become things. Thoughts come into mm-hmm. form. It's mm-hmm. that energy of imagination. You know, creativity is expression of consciousness. And so when you're tuned into your creativity, when you're imagining that reality on a certain level, it is happening. It is real. So everybody who's been fantasizing about George Clooney, stop it. He's married now. You know?
Yeah, they were imagining him married. He is. Okay, get
yeah,
over
right.
it.
No, right.
you did a good yeah. job.
Yeah. Poor Amal. There's so many people in that bed with him. But you are when you are imagining something, you are bringing those molecules together with the potentiality of it becoming a form.
That. And what comes to mind in that is this then once again becomes a conversation about power. That if we call it imagination, we are diluting our power down to zip, because we all know that that's not real and that's not serious. And that's what dreamers do. And you hear all this load of a morphic field, and those are dreams or those are fantasies. And as soon as we put it in those kind of contexts, then we've taken it out of our place of power. And in owning that, that's in group we had last week here, it was how we can be very powerful for other people. And we can connect the dots, and we can see and experience and have our great awareness for other people in of their patterns and stuff. And then we don't have it for ourselves. And this is where doubt comes in, that we doubt that we really saw that. We doubt that we don't need to do that. We don't need to do that at all, because in the level of reality that you experience that, it's just as valid as the level of reality that this is. And we really have to start a different conversation for ourselves and with our children and with our comrades and arms and no arms and whatever arms there are teaching each other.
Armless ones.
Armless ones, right. Because there's, I would just offer people to open up to the possibility that things are not what you think they are.
Say farewell to arms.
Gosh, a farewell to arms. All right. And So there's all, so you add imagination into a pattern and an ability to see something, experience, hear something, however your sensories are working. I know lately there's been a lot of tracking for people information that had no identity to it. And that was really interesting. And what I realized was that because it didn't have a human reference. It was such a global, it wasn't global. It was wasn't even universal. It was energy that had no recognition but was real in that place. And that we were able to connect to that. And what I found myself doing with my people was I was taking some salt and I was taking some sugar and I was mixing that in my hand, and those being, you know, what sustains life in this world, right? In some way, those particles. And I was rubbing them and then I was holding their hands. And it was just fascinating. And it was just this place of, oh my gosh, what if it was just particles of different kinds? There's the biophoton, and there's the light, there's the photon. And we were just accessing stuff. We didn't know what it was, and we didn't really care because we were just open to accessing, to experiencing something different. And I think that is really, it was just, you know, it wasn't even mind-blowing because it wasn't about mind. It was just heart-opening. It was just fascinating.
It sounds like collectively you were tuning into something that was in the process of coming into form. So it really, it reminds me of like a birth process. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, by that little that salt in hand thing, you collectively gave birth to it.
Well, and in talking with the people that I had that experience with since then, I would have to say that all of us are finding us in a state that we haven't been before.
Right.
It's helped the illusions of who we were fall away. And it's like, woo,
right.
Don't know what this is, but it's going to be fun because we're really letting go of the illusions that... And people, when we talk, use the word illusions, that's really important, because the difference between illusion and what we think is real is what we think is real is an illusion.
Yeah.
What is illusion is real. I mean, you know, it's all a holographic projection of a state of awareness. And if you don't have a science background, don't worry about it. If you don't have a consciousness training background, don't worry about it. Just invite yourselves to play differently and notice where you hold this tension about all this, because people might find that.
You know, you just reminded me of something. I teach energy classes, and I have a playful technique for people to use to play with energy, to play with time. Mm-hmm. And it's a purple silly putty technique.
Yeah, so I love it. Okay.
If you remember... Purple, silly putty often is just sort of, you know, flesh colored, but this is purple, sparkly, silly putty. And you just, in your mind's eye, you just take it and you can stretch it or you can contract it. And when you're doing that, you're actually taking time, and you can make it longer. If you have an experience that you want to make last longer, you can pull it out. Or if you want something to go by quickly, you can contract it. If you're stuck in traffic and you want to get to your final destination more quickly, just take that silly putty that between you and the destination and bring it closer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and these, you know, you think you're making this up. You think this is in your imagination. But when you're playing on this level, it becomes real.
The silly putty is just the instrument and the medium for you to engage in information
right.
differently and manipulate.
Yes, exactly.
And
yes.
So we can do that in lots of different ways. And this is where our sensory systems are user-friendly. Your we're playing in all these realities at the same time, and there's no reason why you can't manipulate this current reality and all the other realities that you're connected to at the same time. And that's really the shortest distance between two points, right? Is because you can see how that can bend and how that can dive and how they can spread apart. And we monitor this, and it's nice when the science that Neil is sharing supports it, because this is what we are holding awareness of on some level. And I think, you know, the protest that we have about how the world and we are in it is getting like that silly puppy the purple silly puppy
that's better than a purple people eater.
Yeah, it keeps wagging its tail. So let's see what else, and let's just kind of bring it back. We've covered a lot of stuff, haven't we? Don't you think, John?
Yes.
And another thing we wanted to mention was that those patterns sometimes are so big that we don't have perspective of where we are in them. But there's nothing. If you're into karma, you're into patterns. Trust me. You're into, okay, it's going to hit here, and if something happens, then it converts to this, and then it changes. That's what karma is. So those can be between lifetimes. That can be in lifetimes. It can be out of sync. It could be, if you're going to do that play, it's there in lots of different ways. So we're just inviting you to notice information as you bring your awareness back into play here. There we go. And notice how you're feeling out there, not connected to anything you thought you were connected to. But we just know that it'll be there the next time you come back, and that this is not quite like meditation, where often that is about a process and takes time. We want you to feel very comfortable with changing your intention, hold the intention that I am there always, and I'm just bringing my awareness in and out of it. And when you start to organize your informational flow that way, this gets really quick. It takes place spontaneous and instantaneous. Things change can happen. So that's where we come with this work. So for all of those of you who do meditations, and we totally support it because it's great stuff, this is just accelerating that process. So loosen that up, free that up. What if you could just shift into this state where something's engaged differently and you can enjoy yourself? So let's see. Just bring your awareness back. Go back into that lobby there. Notice what's happening there. Does it look different?
Go to the lobby.
Yeah. Notice what's happening there. And if there's some information there that you want to take away, somebody's got something that's kind of like ringing a bell in a corner. So there's something that somebody needs to notice over there. So if it's you, notice and bring it back with you. It's like a hall monitor giving you a slip or something. Oh, I love that. Okay. So take your pass. You've got your pass to come back anytime. And just allow that elevator, get back into the elevator that works. Or do the water slide in reverse. And just go back up into the present, your sense of whatever the shared reality is for you. And we invite you to join us again next time. And that next time could be in the next moment. Remember, you are always present in your heart. You always are. It's your awareness of whether you're there or not. We're encouraging you to set that up as your reality, that you move in and out of this space all the time. And let's see. What you noticing, Joan?
Did you bring us out of heart space?
Yeah, I think we're kind of coming up. Well, it's kind of a slow rise, isn't it? I think people like it down there.
We're just like slowly floating the surface. We're passing the sea turtles and the dude.
Yeah. All right. So just allow yourself to enjoy yourself.
Right. So it sounds like it's time to go to a quick commercial break, and stay tuned because we've got a lot more to talk about after we come back.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm Joan Newcomb here with Janet Barrett. And Janet and I are leading edge creators in the field of consciousness technology. And we have been talking about time and space and imagination and a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah, definitely. Well, as we're all back into this space, take a breath. Maybe allow yourself to feel good enough to catnap for a few minutes. Give that part of yourself, that right brain, room to express itself. Because that's really what imagination is. And when you do this work, you understand that the right brain is immediately connected to the field of the heart. So it doesn't have boundaries. It's global. It's timeless, it's spaceless, it is that full global viewpoint, which is different than what that left brain does. So the left brain is what makes form and structure based on what the right brain allows for. So okay, what do we notice, Joan?
Well, let me see. I get this experience of like floating on the surface now. It's like we've either surfaced or our space pod has landed with a parachute kind of thing. But there's a sense of coming to the surface with it, which is an interesting sensation. What do you notice?
A deepening? Mm-hmm. Maybe I can feel it in the breath, certainly. I think people are getting in touch with, that's what that was, or that's what that is, and really allowing themselves to notice information differently, especially if they haven't had the training to notice it differently. And we would certainly recommend to everyone that this year, get yourself to a consciousness technology seminar of some sort. There's matrix energetics, there's EFT, there's there's UN, there's all kinds of different in consciousness technologies. And it's all about a new conversation with how you organize who and what you think you are. And you and I are both looking to provide for people this space, time in space, and in this hard reality that we hold to be, that you can challenge yourselves to show up differently. We found it very helpful in our own lives. And when we work with clients and we interact with their information very differently than other people might do so, because these are real dynamics that we play with. And so our results are very different than they might be with someone else in different kinds of ways you notice information. So I want to totally support people trying a new approach this year.
Yes. Yes. And actually, if you want some help with that, I am going to be giving a free webinar on Tuesday the 20th at 12 noon Pacific. That's 3 p.m. Eastern. And you can go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, for more information about that. And, you know, we need to let people know other ways they can join us throughout the week, that we are on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and look for Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and join the page and join the fun. And then also we are on Twitter at Joan and Janet on Twitter, and you can follow us and get all sorts of great updates there. And the other thing is we do love your suggestions and topics. So if you have something you're curious about or want to know more about, email us at conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com.
Well, I think we want to really make people aware of, we are so isolated, we feel at times with our stuff.
Right.
And the truth is, you write to us, and I bet there's a whole bunch of other people that are tracking that. We call that tracking. Yes. They're following along in a way that they're either conscious of or often unconscious of. But yes, what we're identifying are these places and these patterns that we hold collectively about, ooh, this is a trigger. And it's really kind of, you know, that language is, oh, okay, we just stimulated something. There is a state of resistance. There is a state. Oh, a state. Oh, okay. Now I have something to play with. I don't like that state. I'd like to be in a different state. And aside from moving from California to New York, the states that we're referring to are how you've organized information and made that your own and created a belief around it. So we introduce potential into those states, things happen, and you shift gears and you have different experiences. So this is all important stuff for people. So please, yes, write. Please write. And Joan and I do a pretty good job of getting back to people.
Right. But the other thing is that give us your suggestions, because you will be doing a service to everybody else out there, because you will be asking the question many people are thinking about or helping to solve the problem. Exactly. So, you know, we'll mention it on the air. We'll give you your 15 minutes of fame. We'll mention you on the air. You will get many, many blessings from the universe and everybody's appreciation.
That's right. No, that's all very powerful stuff. And we invite you to, you know, listen to these shows again. Listen to other people's shows about consciousness. There's all kinds of different things that are becoming available out there in the world. And we're just all looking not to raise consciousness. You know, when you put that goal there, then you're into a different relationship. You just want to be noticing, feeling better, feeling, and better is a judgment word. So feeling different. And what does it take for you to feel different? That means I'm going to listen to this and not that. I'm going to do that and not that.
And you brought up a good thing about listening to these shows again, because the things we talk about are so deep that if you listen to, you can listen to it five times in a row and still pick out new things. So,
right, because we're just creating the place for that, your information to show up and go, ooh, if this was loose and fuzzy, and that's the term. On my thing, my weekly writing is fuzzy photons in motion, because those photons are not static. They're moving, and then they get it. There's life there, right? So in what is happening in those dynamics there, change happens, and it can be here, and it can be there, and it can be there, and it can be there. And that's what we mean in observing it and how it demonstrates itself to be. So please check out our websites. Mine's www.janetandbeyond.com. Subscribe if you'd like to receive the weekly Fuzzy Photon update. And you play along
and
with me.
10 top tips. You're going to be offering
10
top tips.
And that's what you get. We're offering you the 10 top tips about your rules of engagement of how you think life has to be, and give you some things to check out and think about. An experience, maybe. And what are you doing, Joan?
Well, I'm offering top tips for holding your own. And also, I have a free webinar coming up on the 20th. And I'm also doing face-to-face readings in Seattle and a few Skype and phone readings as well. And you can find out all of that at joan-newcomb.com. So I'd like to thank you all for helping to co-create the show today by listening in. You're actively, regarding whether time or space, listening to it live or in the future, you are helping to co-create the show energetically. And we just like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm host Joan Newcomb, and
I'm Janet Barrett, and thank you, everyone. We'll look forward to connecting in the future. Bye-bye.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.